A chesam and beis at the bottom.
Right.
Last six words on the page.
Oh, okay.
Rabbi Chanina Chavin Rabbana. Rabbi Chanina, the friend of the rabbis. Omar was a rabbi himself, but he didn't have the Israeli smicha, only the Babylonian smicha. So they kind of put him down for that. Omar, he said, pragmatia, if there was a deal, this is really not directly related to Moi Cotton. Not sure why it comes up here, but if there are orphans who inherited from their father property which is given to their father as a business deal, in other words, that somebody gave the father trade goods which the father was supposed to sell and make money for both the investor who gave him the goods and for himself who was going out and doing actually the selling. So So it could be collected, if there's leftover merchandise, it could be collected even from the property of young orphans, which normally you never collect from. There's an obligation which young orphans owe. On behalf of their parent, we don't collect from them. We wait until they grow up. But that's only obligations, not if there's actual merchandise in their heads, in their hands. Now, over here, we should read, in my opinion, the fifth line over here, which is out of order, I think, on this page. In the fifth line, it says, the third word from the end of the line, the Gemara asks, Ma beino lemilva? What's the interest in a loan? Again, a loan we never collect from orphans until they grow up. A loan which, even if we know their father owes the money, we don't collect from them until they grow up, because until then they're not properly conversant with their parents' affairs in order to know whether they can defend themselves or not from the claim. So it says, what's the difference between that loan and this merchandise? So milva nidlo tzor. So the answer is that a loan is given in order to spend, and therefore the loan is not necessarily their possession. It's not their possession, even if it is practically theirs in their possession. But since generally speaking, loans are not in the possession of the borrower, he spent it already. So therefore, it's not something which could be turned that readily. It has to be proved that he owes it. As opposed to a merchandise, which is not given to just spend, rather it's given to actually sell with careful account. So therefore the assumption is that it's around, and if it's around, the assumption is it goes back to the original owner. Okay, going back to the top line. They wanted to say, it's only when the person who gave the merchandise as the investor has witnesses that he gave the father of these children the merchandise. But if there are no witnesses who are aware of this deal, lo, it doesn't apply. Rabbanan the Kesari and B'shem Rabbi Law, the rabbis of Kesari in the name of Rabbi Law said, even the case of B'shiyesh Eidim Yodim, that, well, actually, it's talking about the case, he's confirming that's the case. That in fact is we need this halacha. This halacha applies with their edim who know that this was merchandise. My main edim yodim, but if we aim to not know this is merchandise, even if we have some other way of ascertaining this, it has a status not as merchandise given for investment, but rather as an object given for safekeeping. And kachonomi, this is what we say, pikadon lo yibe minichsei samiktani. You can't, not only can you not collect a loan from minor orphans, you can't even collect something which is given them for safekeeping. Okay? So, sir, but the only difference, the merchandise you can give to collect, and that's only if they're witnesses, that's the merchandise is actually given to the deceased party. Yes?
I am confused. What's all this got to do with all the
worry? Nothing. Oh, I told you.
I was thinking that. This is just
No. Out of the blue. Cut and paste here.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he didn't mean it.
Is there a reason for that? Mm-hmm.
There probably is, but I don't know what it is. Believe it or not, I do not have only answers.
These are all from notes.
Shocking as I that may seem. But I really don't know. I honestly don't know.
Notes put together, so who knows?
Yeah. But we go back.
That's
right. It was notes for the base marriage, because so we went off on a tangent. Happens. But we go back. We digress, and now we return to Chol HaMoed. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo. Right, Amar Rabbi Abba said, boy, having the two of you together is like poison. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo. Right, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo said, Eloi Oli. This is a very interesting Gemara. Very poignant, I guess is the wrong word, but it's interesting. Amar Rabbi Bar Ila Yoli, if I had somebody Mishum Leimi who count, who to literally be count with me, you know, or be voted with me, or stick up with me, he Tati, I would permit Basar Bechor, the meat of a firstborn animal, Lishaka Belitra, to be weighed, to be sold by weight. Or permit all work on Chol HaMoed. Why is that? Because these are two stringencies which people observe more, I think the English word is in the breach, than the actual observance, right? For example, the first case is one is not allowed to do business with the meat of one animal which is firstborn, even though now it has actually gathered a blemish and is permitted to be eaten by anybody. But nevertheless, because it is one was once a firstborn, was not allowed to do actual business with it. So that's why the rabbis made a takana decree that you don't weigh it properly, you estimate its weight. In order that when you sell it, doesn't seem like true business. So he says, that's the first one. Klum asu besar b'chor li'shaka b'litra. Why do they forbid the animal, the meat of a b'chor to be weighed by measure, lo kadeshia mukhrin is so bizarre, and it's not that people should sell it for less than its actual value, in order that they should not be seen as making a profit on stuff which is once holy. They, in fact, marinim Allah, they play tricks and ruses, umokhrin is so biyakir. They use the fact that they're not allowed to weigh it, not to underestimate, but to overestimate. So the whole takana is worthless. Furthermore, doesn't it give you hope for our generation to know how the scientists they were back then?
Well, who knew that anyway?
Yeah. There's hope for us. So says Gemara, we're just commenting that the dishonesty of the generation that Moroim gives us hope for our generation. So then,
Christianity
ever along these lines, a similar case. Klum amru lasol klum asu lasos malchah b'chol shemoyit randav tesam alfin boyd kotan klum asu lasos malchah b'chol shemoyit. Why they forbid to do work on chol hamoed? Hakadosh Hu oichlim, so people should eat v'shoisim and drink v'yegein b'teila, and they should learn a lot of Torah. But what do these guys do? V'inu nochlim, they eat v'shoisim and they drink upachzin, and they're frivolous. So therefore, better to go to work than not, better to go to work on Chol HaMoed and then eat, drink, and make merry, right? And if you're not going to keep the letter of the spirit of the law, then we should change the law. But unfortunately, seeing that this is orthodoxy and not conservatism, we cannot change the law. So we stuck, unless you could get together a mass movement of rabbis to do it. But nobody agreed.
Oh, wait a second.
Because this is orthodox.
That's right. That's right.
If you combine what you taught last night, what you're teaching now, on Chol HaMoed, you either can work, tip your net symbolically for an observance and then get it.
That's right.
Or,
yes,
in the spirit of this provision,
yeah,
you can get loaded and study Torah.
Yes.
And prove yourself to be worthy beyond the cynical expectations of the Rabbanim, right?
Right.
And either way you win.
Right.
So what's this about inflexibility? I mean, this is...
It has to be done within the parameters, though. You're right, there's flexibility within the parameters, but the parameters must be met. Says
the only common parameter between the two teachings.
All right, says more further. I'm Rabbi Yechle. Rabbi Yechle had said, this is really also kind of off in a tangent. I'm not sure exactly why it's here. But once we mention frivolity, we immediately go into taxes. I'm Rabbi Yechle. It's Kiruchel Abule. If they notice, the government notice that you are a rich fellow, literally means they include you in the list of rich people from which, of course, they collect a lot of tax. The opposite of the American system. The rich people paid more tax in the old days, shocking as that might seem. So, in that case, then your border should be the Jordan, Meaning you should go to Chutz Lars for that reason. So it's Rabbi Yochanan lived in Tveria and Eretz Yisrael. He said, if they're all out to get your money for taxes, then you can flee to Chutz Lars.
It's like
Bermuda. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kavlin Rishus. Now they're very similar interpretations. Literally, Kavlin Rishus means one can receive permission. And I think what it means here literally is Kavlin Rishus Lipatim Ribule. People receive permission from me to go to Chutz Lars in order to exempt themselves for a meaning the status of the taxpayers. But I would say there are other explanations of the term Kavlin Rishus given here. One of them is that you have permission to go complain to the authorities, even on Yontif, if they're going to collect a lot of taxes for you. And Kavlin is that not to receive, but to complain. And Rishus would not be permission, but to complain to the authorities. Okay, that's two different things.
Is there any prohibition in Shas against
a
Jew complaining about anything?
And Yontif. Rabbi Yochanan had said, Rabbi Yochanan Mitzafra, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lovin Beribis, one can borrow money at interest, Chaburas Mitzvah, for the purpose of fulfilling a mitzvah in a group, Kiddush HaChodesh, and for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of sanctifying the new moon. In other words, even though one's normally not allowed to borrow money interest, they say that this is rabbinic interest, not Torah-level interest. We borrow money interest for these purposes of overriding mitzvahs. Rabbi Yochanan Mitzafra, Rabbi Yochanan held that Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctifying new moon, is a very great mitzvah. Mitzafra, in the morning of Anachas, the Knish, they would go to the shul by Malachi Purim and collect the crumbs of the people who had been the night before and eaten what was called the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. The meal to connote that day was Rosh Chodesh. Varman, he said, Yehei Chukim, Ilein Da'achalin, Hacha Rumshus. May my portion of the world to come be with those who ate here last night. Okay, so he felt very strong. It's a great mitzvah. Okay. Ein lochim batir v'alocha dalet. Ein lochim, one cannot buy anchomoy batim, houses, avadim, slaves, ubehema, animals, v'avanim, and stones, el tzarech moy less for the purpose of yontif, l'cholomoy, ol tzarech hamoch sheilom ayochel, or if the seller has no food to eat, and he has to sell some or two ways to eat. Ein mefayi v'advice, one may not move from house to house in l'cholomoy. But you can move to another house in the same courtyard. Because it's a joy for him. The Gemara is going to qualify what it means. It's a joy for him. One may not bring finished wares home from the craftsman's house on Yom Chomoyed. In Kleshlem, if however is afraid they'll be seized or damaged in the craftsman's house, finding the chutzpahs, you can take them from the craftsman's house and put them in an adjacent courtyard where they won't be damaged, but you can't bring them all the way home. Okay? Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Nema, Nichoku, understand how all these things mentioned can be for the purpose of yontif, the houses, the slaves, the animals. But avonim, what about stones? What do you need for yontif? So not directly. Kado is like this. Imoyoko solo, it says the wall was going, was precariously perched. So you're allowed to knock it down a boneo and rebuild it. And you're buying stones for the rebuilding. Says Mar, so you start loading them, knock it down and don't rebuild it. Rabbi Chaim Mishem Rabbi Yochanan said, so they allow the end because in order to get to the beginning. Meaning if we don't allow you to rebuild it, you're not going to knock it down. But you don't knock it down, it might fall on somebody's head. So therefore, in order to make sure that it's taken care of, we permit you to rebuild it. Okay, that's what Gemara says here. Who ain't a sosro? Shema omat lo shloim. If you tell him not to build, who ain't a sosro? He's not going to knock it down. But instantly, they sakana people are going to be in danger. Rabbi Shimon Levi Shlom, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. He has Rish Lakish. Maulikach batim min akum. Can you buy houses from a goy? Amos Rebbe Shaw, when did you ask? B'Shabbos, about Shabbos, meaning of course on a weekday you're allowed to, but to the time you didn't learn a brisa, B'Shabbos, Mutar, and Shabbos is permissible. It's allowed to buy houses from a goy on Shabbos. Now, in Israel, not in Chicago land.
In Israel, you can buy a house from Gordon Shabbos.
You're talking about acquiring a land from somebody.
It's a catch, though. Wait, patience is a catch. Well, how does it work? Ketzel said, Now, in the Bavli, actually seems like you do the rabbinic prohibitions for this, like writing with your left hand as opposed to your right hand, or vice versa, depending if you're left or right.
What?
So, but it sounds like kin actually you could make, right? Because
yeah.
It's the Rabbana. So you do, it sounds like you have to do actual Rabbana.
If you're Jewish, you can play on Shabbos as long as you get it less.
Yes.
But
you don't do this.
Sandy Koufax could have pitched on Yom Kippur.
With his right hand.
If you do something unusual.
But what did he know?
I know that, but
what did he know? He didn't know.
That provision didn't say that a grand gesture is
that he didn't pitch on Yom Kippur.
I know. He didn't know. He didn't know he could pitch on Yom Kippur, right?
But he did.
What?
He did.
I know. It was his mistake. He couldn't pitch with his other hand.
It's really clock,
right?
He's like,
whatever,
definitely
put him
in the rotation.
Anyway, I'm not saying, you know, you should have pitched on Kippur, but he was going to pitch on Shabbos, so might as well pitch on Kippur anyway. Anyway, be that as it may, says Gemara, Ketzer Hosa, what does he do? What can he do? Mar Lebelo Kisa Shalinar, doesn't really actually mean you could buy a coin to Yerushalmi. When you show him you have big bucks, right? Pockets of coins. Vakum Chosim, and the guy himself will see, he gets money on, he'll see, oh, this guy's going to pay me so much money, I will sign the signatures on the bill of sale myself, Umayakayim, and take them up to the civil court authorities to certify. So, in any event, we see that he's the Jew himself actually doesn't do a malacha, he just persuades the guy that it's in the guy's best interest to do this malacha.
So the underlying theme is Yishuv Haaretz.
Yeah. That's exactly why it's permitted. Shekem Otsano, and here we continue along those lines, you find Shalom Nech B'Shar Yericho. Yericho is not conquered, Ela B'Shabbos, except on Shabbos. The Chassid, it says, Kota says Sheshes Yomim. They were supposed to surround Jericho on foot 3 days. Chassid Yom Hashin says, on the seventh day, Tazubazir Sherebamim, go around the city 7 days. And the Chassid, and the walls came tumbling down. Chassid, it says, Arito, when laying siege to a city, not just Jericho, but any other non-Jew city, until you've totally annihilated, I feel it Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos.
That was Melchemus Mitzvah.
Right, so Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is also the same Mitzvah. It's all a Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that's what we're saying. Says the Gemara, Hareshe Lumayocha, what if somebody is going to eat on Cholmoy? Kreitzer, you harvest, Umamir, and makes piles, Vitash, and he threshes, Uvachla Yodush Bapar, but he can't do professional threshing with an animal. However, that's only been Sabbath Yochid, if it's just responsible to sustain himself or his family. Sakurai, if he's responsible to sustain the mass as well, because one of the few farmers in the area, whatever. So then, Dosh Rafilapar is even allowed to use an animal to thresh the grain.
Does it matter whether threshing is a craft or not?
Well, the assumption is that threshing is a craft. Right.
Yeah,
that's
good. That's why you
said
professional threshing.
Yeah, that's why professional threshing. I think so. I mean, obviously you're trying to catch me in that one, and maybe I'm wrong.
I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that, I'm not sure. But maybe it's just not necessarily that it's professional. It might be that it's just too public. In other words, the auto mechanic can do something in the privacy of his own garage. But to go out and thresh is a public activity, and to do with an animal makes it too public a desecration of the yomtiv. So therefore, we require you to do it as private as possible, and an individual. Unless you're supplying for the masses, so then that's an overriding consideration. That's what I think is going on here, actually. So it says, you know what, I just want to check. I don't want them to have marfa that. Came back to the Mishnah. Aim and find a Midira Ladira Noy. Now it's moved from a nice house to a nice house on Cholomoy, meaning they're now allowed to move, say, from Lincoln Wood to Highland Park. Below Midira Kura Ladira Kura, nor from West Rogers Park to West Rogers Park, to move, not from a the Kura means ugly apartment to ugly apartment. Below me, dear Kura, dear not. Not even from West Rogers Park to Lincolnwood. You can't move a Cholmoy. Of course, you can't move back from Lincolnwood to West Rogers Park on Cholmoy. Because all that is a pain and anguish and a hassle, and sometimes also going down the ladder, and therefore it's not permitted.
Going down the ladder, seriously, is that it?
Dira nala, dira kura, a nice house to a less nice house. So it says.
And that's because that's
supposed to
be English?
I think so. So says Amar, however, sok shalo, if you're moving into your own house, meaning till now you're renting, and now you're moving into your own house, so then afilim in dira nola dira kura, you can even go from a more splendid apartment to a less splendid apartment or on yontif. Why? On biyachamoy. Simcha la'adam, it's a joy for an individual b'shashu dar b'sok shalo when he can live in his own house. Okay? So that actually is mutar chamoy, a very interesting distinction. Similarly, Amy Fadim Samesves Atoma, so is not allowed to move a dead body or bones. We carry Mechuba from a distinguished grave, Mechuba to another distinguished grave, Lomi Bozi, nor from a debasing grave, Lobozi to another debasing grave. Lomi Bozi, Mechuba, not even from. What? Yeah, they move bodies all the time. It was very big in the old days. Much more than today. It was cheaper. They just dug them up and moved them.
Why?
You'll see why in a minute. So, below he wasn't mechuba nor from even a debasing grave to a distinguished grave. And ain't talking about goes out saying no move. Sorry, from mina mechuba from a distinguished grave lebozli to a non-distinguished grave. However, sok shlo, if you're putting him back in his pit, you know, in his family plot, so I feel mina mechuba lebozli, you can even go from a more distinguished grave to a more degrading grave. Why? Arev ulaadam, interesting. It's a pleasant for individuals who know chetzavosa. People like being in graves by their parents or their grandparents.
What I remember, I don't want to think of the time in your day, but I thought that the Jewish rule was that all graves
were to be what?
Undistinguished.
That's the markings on the grave.
The markings on the
gravestone.
And also,
but they're choice locations. Where people can come visit the grave easier. Things like that. That's what it means. And though it's a better location for the grave than somewhere else.
You mean it should be anonymous? Just the generic?
No, not anonymity. But if you compare, say,
they're not supposed to be fancy.
Shalom Memorial Park to Mount Carmel, you'll see.
Big mausoleums.
Well, no, I mean,
statuary.
The gravestones are flush to the ground in many cases. And they're all, they have to be small, and there are very strict regulations on what can you put on the stones and the plaques.
Yeah, but that's nothing to do with the place. I guarantee you they didn't have fancy stones in the old days. It was hard to make them. It means to be in a. In a better place, and especially according to Morris' conclusion that they move people to be in their family plot. Family plots are considered to be more pleasant for actually the dead person.
Speaking of all of that, one piece of joyous news that I saw in a documentary is the very next day, Alvin Cohen and Martin Carmel is hiding Weiss in a giant mausoleum with a big cross on it. So evidently, at some point in his life, he recognized.
I don't know who Jaime Weiss was. I assume he was a Jewish gangster. Forgive me, I'm not knowing Chicago history that well. Okay. Says Gemara, Amavin Kenan Beis Uman was now to bring orders, of tools and implements from a craftsman's house on Yon and Chomoy. Adav Mara that teaches us pragmatia abda. Shari Mata, I'm sorry. Pragmata Aveda, actually, it should be. Pragmati, which you're afraid is going to get lost, even though it says with an I, it should be like with an aleph. If you're afraid it's going to get lost, Shari Mata Lost, Bishar Kavamara, the Latin Chomoy. It's not Mukta. In other words, on Shabbos, even so, if you're afraid it's going to get destroyed or lost, you're not always allowed to move because of Mukta. But here it says, you're allowed to move, there's a possibility it's going to be damaged. And that's true about even stuff which from be mukta on Shabbos and Chomoy, you can move it. Okay? Mechabin es aktios. One is allowed to cover one's figs, which are drying, if it's going to rain on them or something, big kash with straw. Rainer af ma'avin. One is allowed to thicken the top layer of figs in order to protect the lower level of figs. Mochei peros for people who sell fruit, sus, clothing, the kalim, and tool implements. Mochim betzina, they can sell in secret, in private, even al-chalamoy, the tzalamoy of their wares and their serving for al-chalamoy. Hatzayadim, which are hunters, by the shushos, by grusos. The shushos are people who pound cereal. Grusos are people who make legume dishes. So all these people, oisim betzina, tzalamoy, they're allowed, they can do work in private. For the purpose of Lamoy, Rabbi Yehuda said, they've been stringent on themselves and don't do work even in secret. Rabbi Osi Kinimas Nisa says more, this way read the Mishnah, Ma'avin, not Af Ma'avin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Me'avin, not also you can thicken it, but all you can't thicken it, that is all. So basically, the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yehuda follows his line of reason, which we saw last night. Rabbi Yehuda Mer Yova Dovrim Bemuot, he says, you can suffer small loss on Yontif, we don't permit you leniency because of that.
Or if you potentially can lose a major amount, then
we make leniencies for you on Yontif. So here, what are we talking about? Here, according to Tanakama, one can actually cover the figs which are drying. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't actually cover them. You can just make the higher level of figs thicker so water doesn't penetrate. So he's willing to suffer you more of a loss, meaning they're going to lose the upper level of figs where the water is getting absorbed in them, rather than allow you to desecrate Chol HaMoed, but even the Rabbanan, by having you go sell them. Okay? By having you go cover them with tarps.
What zona is this covering? Is it making
Tircha. Just tircha. They asked for tircha on Chol HaMoed.
Why is this tircha? It's hard work to
cover with tarps, I guess, though, yeah. It's probably commercial, you know, parts.
Hi.
Hi.
My wife fractured her arm. Tied down.
Are you her right arm now?
I'm her left arm.
Her left
it's
arm.
It's not as bad.
Okay. Skiing accident?
Bicycle.
I have fallen off my bicycle since I was a teenager.
I did that.
I also broke stuff. Okay, says more further. This is a dangerous sport, bike riding. Says more further. What?
It was a motorbike?
It was motocross bicycling.
So in any event, so Rabbi Yossi Mar Ayova Dover Kalika, Rabbi Yossi is the other author of Don Har Mishnah. He says we never allow, you don't have to ever sustain any loss, so if you're allowed to cover it with tarps also, and I said tarps, so it's hay. So,
Whether you can use a tarp to protect the entire...
On Chol HaMoed.
That's a disagreement.
Yeah.
Some say you can use a tarp, and others say just take the tarp top layer.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, why would
it go? Well, we had that last night. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to suffer small losses on Chol HaMoed. So that's why he doesn't allow you to put on tarps. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to suffer any loss on Chol HaMoed, and that's what allows you to put on the tarps, or the hay, whatever it is here.
Well, you don't have to, he said you can.
What? You cannot suffer any loss?
Wasn't that
his point? No, I don't think it was that extreme.
What?
No. Just you don't have to. Right? No, I don't think it was that extreme. Kahana says, Ismi Lane Bemoid, there's stuff on Chol HaMoed, which is very difficult to understand. He says, Ismi Lane Bemoid, the Kashin mean all us in the Goyim. There's stuff in this parak about Chol HaMoed, which is more difficult than the most difficult Masechtas and Shas, generally speaking, considered to be all the Goyim and all us. Now, this is not difficult in Pshat, but it's difficult because it causes people, won't say who, to be cynical. What? Me? Who can imagine, right? No, you missed it last night. You missed it. It's a fun night here last night. So, says the Gemara. So he said, Tavan Amar Rabbi Yirmi, he gives an example. He says, from our sugya, Tamar Amar Rabbi Yirmi Shem Rav, by Shabbos, Rabbi Yirmi Shem Rav, Parsi Machtzeles, you can put a tarp, it should be Agabi, Shel Shifuf Agabi Levading, by Shabbos. You put a tarp of a certain material on top of bricks, which you're afraid are going to get ruined by the rain on Shabbos. V'kohen yilchomo, you can't do it. Kohen marachedi. It says you can't. You can only thicken the top layer of the things and pack them together. How can be more machmir by yontem by chomo than by Shabbos? So says the Gemara. Rabbanan Kesar Mishir, Rabbi Yaakov Racha said, no. The answer is like this. V'tolish min hakarka beinayon. And you're right. Theoretically, a tarp is okay in both. Here, where the Mishnah said hey, the Mishnah meant hay. And the Mishnah meant that you have to chop hay, or cut hay down in order to cover. That's also because the thing we're most machmir on machlamoid is work in the field. We only allow to work in the field if you really actually are going to lose, really don't have anything to eat. So that's why here we're more machmir. Tarps, we of course allow it, but it's not tarps here, it's cutting hay. Okay? And that's the machlos. Solution of carbonate. Rabbanan may kotzer ma'ave. Rabbanan say you can either harvest, cut the hay, and use that to use that, or thicken the top layer. Rabbanan lo yiktzer, you may not harvest eliyave. All you can do is thicken the top layer. That's a good question. I don't know if their negligence is a factor. I don't think so. I think that really what they're talking about was a negligence.
Because if you cut the hay ahead of time,
yeah,
then the issue is moved.
Right. For some reason he didn't, and I don't know why. You're asking a good question. Maybe he didn't anticipate rain. It was Pesach. It doesn't rain then. Something like that.
So then the Malacha isn't Tirch anymore. It's Dosh.
Not Dosh. Worse. Kotzer. Yeah, you're actually harvesting. Right. Alright?
But that's the prohibition. And the prohibition is against the harvesting. It's not against what you do with the harvest.
That's correct.
Right.
Why doesn't it say that?
It does, in essence.
Finally, it came to
me. Yeah. It doesn't say it explicitly, but that's implicit. I mean, it's true.
It took 15 months.
You give me a hard time. Says Gemara. Kiva lecheri. I can never tell when he's giving me a hard time because he's sincere about it or he's giving me a hard time. But, well, because he's sincere about giving you a hard time, right? Says the Gemara further. The people who used to ship by net, that means commercial fishermen in Tveria, and the Shushayako, the people who used to make the dishes of the Shushay are the cereals in Akko. Ugruse Tziporin, the people who used to make the olive oil and tzipori, shlasos melavu chol shemoy, they wouldn't do any work on chol shemoy. Nicha grususei tziporin to the shusheyako. I understand the oil pressers and the bean makers. However, chermei tveya, the fishermen of tveya, veinam adem simchas aregel. Aren't they diminishing the joy of the holiday by not providing people with enough fish? Without fish, people are not going to be happy. So it says Matzara Bechiko, they still caught the fish with hooks. Matzara Mechmoris or small traps, they just didn't use their big commercial trawling nets. Says Matzara Bechiko, still, it's not the same amount of fish. Not going to have the same simple silante. Rabbi Yami make alone. Rabbi Yami used to curse those who refrained from going fishing in Chol HaMoed, because they would diminish the joy of the holiday. Okay, very interesting. Very powerful statement. Okay. New parrot. Very one of the most famous Prokim all of Shas.
Probably somewhere between like 2 and 5 minutes. They're
between 2 and 5 minutes.
They don't know exactly when, but just
all right, just before Baruch will come get us.
Okay.
Alright. Veil Magalchi Mamoi. These are the people
you're diving in?
Veil Magalchi Mamoi, we're gonna take a mara break in a couple minutes. Veil Magalchi Mamoi. These are the people who harvest who can cut their hair on Chol HaMoed. Okay, most generally speaking, there's a prohibition on taking haircuts and shaving on Chol HaMoed. The Behuda is famous for having permitted this, based on earlier sugyas in the Gemara. However, the time of the Gemara was considered to be forbidden to take haircuts and shave on Chol HaMoed, except for the following two people. Habba Medina Sayam, somebody who comes from Chutz Laaretz, from outside Eretz Yisrael, we base on Shavim and from captivity. But it's a base on somebody comes out of prison. Who knew that person who was excommunicated released him from a state of excommunication. Somebody had taken a vow not to take a haircut, and now he asked a chacham to be machineted to dissolve his vow. Vuter was permitted for him. Va'nozir, a person who had previously been a nozir and can't shave during that time. Va'matzor, a person who had been a leper can't shave during that time. V'tumas of Tara, so when they're going from the state of Tumah to the state of Tara, then they're allowed to shave as well on Chol Moed.
What about a king?
No, doesn't say that. Tough. Yeah, but not a Chol Moed, obviously. That's obviously the case. Hashakol, are they masurim? Everybody else is awesome. Why? Rabbi Simon said, they made this decree so people should not come into Yantav looking disgusting. So they made a decree that you have to get all haircuts and shave before Yantav begins. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tamati, we looked over there. And Shay Mishmah, the people of the watch every week, based on Mitzvah Shlokwani. But Shimon, the people of Yisrael corresponded to the watch of the week. Asurim l'sabil l'chabes, they're not allowed to take haircuts nor do watch during the week in which they're on duty. Chamish, except for Thursday, Mutar and their permitted Bnei Kovachas Kuzian of Shabbos. Hakol Shar Yom Asurim, or the rest of the days, they're forbidden. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abba Mishem, Yochanan, Rabbi Abba Mishem, Rabbi Chizki said, why is that same reason? Gazolein, they made the Kishle, Kansu, Shabbos, they shouldn't come into their week, Menu Volim, looking disgusting. Time Shem, you know, we learned, name Rabbi Abba Medina, Sayyam, Sabi Kansu, Chutz, Loretz, also look at Lech, he's not allowed to shave, even though Mishem said yes. Why, Rabbi Yossi, can die, Rabbi Yossi, like his line of reasoning, Rabbi Yossi, also, Lefo, Shem, I'm going to say, it's forbidden to go to sea. Why is it forbidden to go to sea? Because it's dangerous. If you went to sea anyway, despite his advice, he would say, tough luck, you can't shave on Chol Moed, just because you went to sea against my better judgment. Says Mora! What?
Anytime.
Right. So I think that's the time. No, we're in Yekiva. Anyway, let's go on. So says Mora, so Rabbi Yehuda would not allow people to come out to cook when they came from sea during Chol Moed to shave because he said they would know how to no business going out to sea to begin with. So the Gemara infers from this, Me'ata, based on this, Kohen Shiyotzel Chutzlaretz, the Kohen went out to Chutzlaretz, Kohanim are not allowed to leave the land of Israel. The Kohen leaves and goes to Chutzlaretz, Tov Yotzel Shlo Brat Chachamim, since Chachamim do not approve of his leaving, Yotzel Galech should be forbidden to shave when he comes back on Chol Moed, even though he came from Chutz Laretz. Chad Kohen, and along these lines, one Kohen asked the guy, Rabbi Chanina, Keter Rabbi Chanina. Amar Lehi said, Rabbi Chanina, Ma'alot says the Torah, can I go out to Tyre? Tyre is Chutz Laretz, right? Lebanon. So they go out to Tyre, La'asos var mitzvah to do and perform a mitzvah, La'achlot, or Yavim to on my sister-in-law to do either on her chalitza, to repudiate marriage, or Yavim, or to marry her. Amar lo. So Rabbi Chanina said to him, Achim Shalom Saish, why did your brother kick the bucket? Why do you think he died? Right, her husband. Why do you think he died? He left. He left Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hamokom Sheno Gafo. Thank God that he smote him down. Vatmi Vakesh La Soskil. Say, Bo, you want to do the same thing and go to Chutz Laretz and die as well? In other words, you're not going to do the mitzvah. You're just going to drop dead. East of Oymer, well, this is extreme Zionism, right? East of Oymer, Maymar, Hachin Amri. Some say he said even more extreme language. He said, "Achim shel so yish your brother, heniach chekimo, he left the bosom of his mother, the chibe chek nachriya, and went and embraced the bosom of a non-Jewish woman, not his wife, chutz laretz. His mother's bosom is there in Israel. He embraced non-Jewish bosom of chutz laretz. Ubarach shenogfo, blessed is God who smote him down." Vat Mavakish Lasas Kate when you want to do the same thing. Shimon Bar Ach Barba, no the case Shimon Barba also Kame, the guy Khina Kitra Khina Armalay, so he said Ksobli Khad Igar, write me a letter, the Yakar, which gives me honor, Napa Kliparnosasi and I can go make money, Lara Brysa in Khutzar. So he wanted recommendations to get a green card. He wanted recommendations to get a green card. Right. But he didn't let him. So he said, Amar lo, so he said, L'mochani elichol et avu sasecha, tomorrow I'm going to die and go to your parents in heaven. You are only, they're going to say to me, Netia acha shochem l'shoyitz alon al Eretz in Eretz Yisrael. They have one precious plant in Eretz Yisrael. He tartal al tseitz l'chutz aretz, you had to go out to chutz aretz. So the Tar Shari Taris Eretz Yisrael says there were three brothers, Shmuel, the great Amora Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, and I'm sorry, not Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, and Rabbi Shimon Barba, and this is Rabbi Shimon Barba, his two brothers already went back to Chutz Lartz. They were both in Eretz Yisrael, Shmuel and Rebchia Baraba. But they had gone back to Chutz Lartz, and now whoever he was asking the question to, Rebchia didn't want to let the third brother go back to Chutz Lartz. Nevertheless, the Gilead of Ryan points out later on he did go back to Chutz Lartz, for there is one extenuating reason for a Kohen to go to Chutz Lartz. Well, I don't know if he was a Kohen actually. He was just a regular Yisrael. It doesn't say he was a Kohen. No, not Parnosa. He didn't go out for Parnosa. He didn't let him go for him. Find a wife. Right. He was single. And there he needed to find a wife. So for that reason, Rabbi Yochanan let him go to Chutz Lartz. Correct.
Is this Gemara
on the property? No, it's not in the property. But there are Pugars at the end of Ksuvus and praise of Eretz Yisrael, but not, I don't think this, you see it says here inside, see Ksuvus Kufir Avam Rao, but it's not this kind of thing.
Why is it not
Rao? These are the Israelis talking. Very pro Eretz Yisrael, but these statements, I don't think you find them Babli, if I remember correctly. They're very strong. Okay, but that's the basis, so somebody goes to prison. I'm in Sarah, remember, they wanted to say, it's only if he was a prisoner by Goyim. But if he was a prison by Jews, then he should have shaved before Yotif. So he came and said a very interesting thing. Even if it's a Jewish prison, it's not pleasant for a person to shave in prison. Meaning that he doesn't feel like shaving while he's in prison. So therefore, we allow the shave when he gets out, even if it's cold and white. Yeah, I was thinking of that too. No razors. But in any event, the right, can't use a razor anyway. That's the truth. Scissors. Ravnu that shita lo chachamim. Excommunicated fellow chachamim released him from his excommunication. Manakayim, what are we talking about? Im shita lo kolam regal. They allowed him to, if they released him from his excommunication before Yotav Yigaleh, let him shave before Yotav. If they didn't allow him before Yontif, so of course he can't shave. He's not yet out of excommunication. So what's the case? But then about a case like this. They released him before Yontif, but they didn't. But even if they released you, there's a minimum term of 30 days.
This is excommunication.
Right. Right. Well, no, any basin.
Okay.
Even a scholar, a rabbi. If I excommunicated somebody, and he's subservient to me, then he's excommunicating, can't shave, right?
Then he can't shave. But why would once you've excommunicated, why are your commands any more vulnerable?
No, because he wants to do tshuva. He wants to repent.
So he recommunicated.
We communicate, right? He get communion again, yes. So he was so.
What's the import of excommunication?
It's a penalty. It's a coercion. Okay, you do the right thing. It's coercive.
You're shunned.
Yeah, you're shunned by the community. It's not just by, but you have to walk around unkempt, unwashed, and without shoes. So you want to get out of that situation. Who?
Pharaoh's letter.
No, but it's not for that type of city usually. So in any event, so says Gemara, so they released him before Yontif, but there's a minimum term of 30 days. The Chalitz 30th day comes out on Yontif. So therefore, on Chol HaMoed, so he's allowed to shave then. Says the Gemara, then this is a general principle, there's no excommunication for less than 30 days. Ve'nezifah, there's no reprimand, although it's not so much a halachic concept as a concept we find in Chumash. There's no reprimand, chusim mishiva yomim, less than 7 days. Ain't either pachadish liyom, there's no excommunication less than 30 days, because there's ar chodesh yomim, when the Jews messed up in the desert, it says, for 30 days you're going to be in trouble, adi yashayitzim abchem, until it comes out of your nose. That's all about the quail. There's no reprimand less than 7 days, because it says when Miriam got punished for talking against Moshe, she should be embarrassed for 7 days. Interesting case. Rabbi Abba Mokil Bar Losha. Rabbi used to give honor to Bar Losha. Now Bar Losha was his son-in-law, and he was rich. And Rabbi Shito was that he would give honor to rich people even though they didn't deserve it. Why was that? Not because he needed the money. Rabbi was very, very rich. But rather, he felt if Hashem gives them honor, who am I not to give them honor? So therefore, he gave honor to his son-in-law.
So
This is the origin of the testimonial dinners.
Yeah. Arlene Bark, that's right. Arlene Bark up for us. Well, you guys are fountains of wit tonight. Arlene Bark up for us. Bark up for us said. Bark up for us was jealous of this. So Bark up for us was Rebbe's student said, call, he said to Baralosha, call my Shalim Rebbe. Everybody has Rebbe Kashas. They ask questions. Vat Lisa Shalim, why don't you ask questions? What, you don't know what to ask? Amelisa Baralosha said, mind the show, what am I going to ask? Amelisha asked the following. And this was like a double entendre. It was meant to be a degrading to Baralosha. But he told him, ask the following riddle of Rebbe. What does it mean? Mishamayim Nishkofa. From heaven she looked down. And this is a euphemism of Baralosha, or degradation of Baralosha, that he was very haughty, as if his head was in the heavens. Homia Biakse Beso, there was turmoil in the midst of her house. This is also derogatory to Baralosha, that his household was not calm and sedate. All birds or winged creatures are afraid. And this even is into all the Talmidei Chachamim who have the wings to soar up in the high, that they're afraid of Baralosh, and that's why they give him honor. And that's why Yerunu Noarim, young lads see him in Echbudel High. Yishishim, but older people come on, do they stand up and give honor, because they're afraid not to give honor. But Yomru, nevertheless they say, ho ho, which means ho ho, means they laugh behind his back. Okay? Vanilka nilka bavano, nevertheless those who are caught doing that, they are caught in their sin and woe to them. Or another alternate interpretation is, Baralosha will be caught in his sin. So Baralosha went to ask Rebbe, this whole riddle meant. Havach Rebbe, and Rebbe turned around when Baralosha was asked the question. The Chamsigachin, he saw Ula laughing. Amar Rebbe said, to Ula, it's not Ula, Ben Barkapora. So Rebbe said, "Hey, Makir Chazaki, I'm not going to recognize you to choose you to be an elder, meaning you're never going to get smicha from me." He always remained Barkapora. He never got smicha. And Biyadat Leisu Masmisminai Ben Miyomei, he knew he would not be appointed during the days of Rebbe. Bikshu Nadaslam Mr. Meir. The mayor used to argue a lot with the rabbis. They want to put him in chayim, they want to excommunicate by him. Armelam, so he said to them, "Any shomelech, I'm not going to listen to you to accept your chayim. I should tell me until you say it's me at the nadin. Who are you putting in chayim? Do you recognize who I am? Va'amam nadin, and why are you putting me in chayim? Va'akam v'amam nadin, and what things you give chayim? There are 24 things scattered throughout Shas which there's chayim. But do you guys know what it is? You guys are putting me in chayim. You tell me. I want to check you out. See if you know what the 24 things are." Okay. Another time, Bikshu Lenadas Rebbe Loza. This is a famous case, very famous in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, the case of
Tanur
Shalachnai, the snake oven. And we're going to have here. This is a very famous case. It appears in Yerushalmi. Almost the same story, not quite. Bikshu Lenadas Rebbe Loza. They wanted to put Rebbe Loza in chayim. Omar, he said, Omar. So the people said, "Man, Ozil, who's going to go? Modale, and tell him he's in chayim." Omar, in excommunication. Omar, he keep it, said, "Oh no, Ozil, Modale, I'll go tell him." Ozil got bait, so he came to him. Omar, he said to his Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe, Chavir Recham and Nadi Loch, my master, your friends are putting him in communication. Naste. So he took him, so he grabbed him, or took him, or directed him. And Nofakle, they went out together, LeBron to the outside. Armor Abeleza said, "Chalubisa, Chalubisa, carob tree, carob tree. You know, locha kidibrahim, if the rabbis are right, laws like that, Isakun may be uprooted. Loy Sakras, wouldn't uproot. In Aloha kidvorai, Abeleza said, if a laws like me, Isaruke is Ukraine. They get uprooted, these acres, and it did get uprooted. Now, and a look at the Ram, if a look is not like them, Rebbe Lezer could continue, Chayzlin, go back. They become rooted again. Lochazak, we're going to go back. And a look at the, in a look at the Ram, if a look is like them, go back. And then it go back. In a look at the if a look is like me, Chayzlin, and go back, with Chazars, and it goes back. So, and it did go back. So we see he made a miracle with the carob tree, which indicated that he was right. The Bible has a slightly different miracle, but also with the carob tree. So says the Yerushalmi, however, editorial, Kol HaDeShavcho, all this impressive stuff, literally all this praise of this stuff, but still, V'leis HaLoch HaKrebulez, we don't pass on HaKrebulez, because rabbis refuse to accept it. The story continues. Amar Achina, why? Achina said, Mishanita, once the Torah is given, Lonina El-Achir Rabbis, it was given only to follow the majority. And the majority passing in Rabbi Lezer. Says the word, V'leis Rabbi Lezer, Yodah Shachir, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer was not a Tam B'chacham. Do you know that we follow the majority in matters of Halacha? Why did he not give in? So says Amar, you know what? He would have. Lo hikbid, this is not in the Bible. Lo hikbid el al shesof utaros in front of. It's only upset because they burned stuff which he had said was Torah in front of him. Now it's kind of degrading to him. And that's why he got so upset, and that's why they ended up putting it with him, so it was a vicious cycle. Tzamati, now what was the machloket shir Rabban Rabbi Elazar? Extremely, extremely obscure. Tzamati, we learned over there. Chitchu cholus, if you have an oven which you cut into segments, but not, and then you put segments on the ground. And he put v'nasan chob and chulia l'chulia, and he put sand between each segment. Rabbi Elazar Matar, but it says still not an oven, even though it's useful now. But it's already once cut in pieces, so therefore it's not mekabel tuma. It can't become tummy. Chachomim v'tamim. Let me say, since now it's useful, it can be except become tummy. Zol tanrosh chachinoy. This is the snake oven, because it was made in segments. You know, like a snake is a segmented, right? Which they had the argument about. Rabbi Yerimi said, this is also not in the Bavli. That's all, something similar is there. Chacha Kodo, a great scraping, Nasib Osoyim was made that day. Kongo, come show you say no, Rabbi Lezer, my bet is ageless, Rabbi Lezer, look. Hoya Nishtaf, it would immediately would be wilt. Lo, now that Elafilu Chitachas, even looked at one side of a kernel of grain. Chetzu anishtaf, one of it will get smitten and blighted, the chetzu lo nishtaf, and not the other half. So it said, v'yu amudei beis ha-chotzer merufafin. And the pillars of the beis medrash were shaking, right? The Bavli actually says that Rabbi Lezer asked that they fall down. Amalei Rabbi Shur said, ichavei mislachmi, said to the pillars, if the Talmid HaChachamim are fighting, atem ha-ichbat lochem, what do you guys care? The beis medrash must remain intact, stop wobbling. I guess they stopped. Yotzabasko, a voice came out of the heavens. Varman said, Aluch, Eliezer, B'nai, Aluch, like Eliezer is my son. What are you going to do with that? I'm Rabbi Yeshua, Lo Bashamayimi, it's not in heaven. Can't decide, we decide. Rabbi Crispy and Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem, Rabbi said, Im Yomel Cho Adam, Shaneh, Im Yomel Adam, Kach, Shana Rabbi Lezer, and even after Rabbi Lezer put in Chayim, if somebody tells me what opinion named Rabbi Lezer, Shon Ani Kedvorov, I learn like he said. El Detanya Machliv, and I just changed the Brisa, and has it a visit Rabbi Lezer's Rabban, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer. So, and therefore, people follow what they think is Rabbanon, but really is Rabbi Lezer, because I hold, even now, Rabbi Lezer is worthy of passing like him over everybody else. We don't actually follow that, but actually, Rabbi had such
this
an opinion.
Whole story sounds like,
you never heard the story before? It's one of the most famous stories
in
the
Talmud. I never thought to try to understand it.
Slightly more dramatic in the Bavli.
So this whole thing could be like a large, you could engrave it in a large plaque and put it in every conservative show.
They do. It's just that they're too ignorant to actually do it.
If you were to take this at face
value. Of course, right. This is one of the conservatives too ignorant. Were they to know about this Gemara, they would use it as one of their flashpoints. Sure. Thank God for their ignorance.
That's the name that I could work in support.
Yeah. There are Orthodox scholars who made trouble based on this Gemara.
Lieberman, I'm sure, knew this Gemara.
Yeah, but it leaves it so.
So I'm surprised he didn't teach.
He didn't want the students to change more. Whatever he told them to change, they changed. So, what's the problem? Torah is given over to human beings. Torah is given to the human beings who are sincerely interested in finding what will do, what service of God entails, and what God's will best be served by doing, and what the halacha therefore should be.
Elsewhere, there are another world where
Right. But this is not licensed to allow.
This is not safe.
Yeah, but this doesn't lead to allowing driving to shul on Shabbos. Because you can't, you have to work within the framework of what halacha actually is. You can't just come and say, I'm going to come from that left field and say, oh, well, since it's Gimro, it's me, I can do whatever I want. All right, we're going to have to do it a different time because we have to finish the album. We have to finish the doc. It takes forever to talk about this tomorrow. I have somebody used to be in my morning shir, Doc Yomi, it's not there, it doesn't come anymore, who used to raise this Gemara over time, all the time. This is one of his favorite Gemaras. All right.
A class?
You can spend the rest of your life trying to understand this Gemara. Okay. Says we're a chazman over a shulchan. Now, according to the Bavli, interestingly enough, Rabbi Lezer was quite absent about this. He never gave in until the day he died. And he was very upset at the Chachamim. But here it sounds like he had some, he had some ambivalence about this. Chazman Avor Shulchan, once he's passing through the marketplace, the Chamas Chada Esau, and he, Rabbi Lezer, saw a certain woman, close to the basin, she was cleaning her house, the Tlakis, and she gathered the garbage, the Nafis Goreish, or she dropped the garbage, the Nafis Goreish, and it fell on his head, like happened to Haman, right? His daughter threw the garbage on his head. Amos, he said, I think today my friends will bring me back. The Chivit says, from the garbage dumps, he's going to lift up the poor person. Nevertheless, it didn't happen. And we go on to another story. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he sent a certain person to come to him, plus his evening three times, also he didn't come. Shach, he sent back Amalek saying the following, if not for the fact that I never put an individual chay in my entire life, I never excommunicated anybody, I will put you in chay. Shach, assume I was very minati and put people in chay for 24 reasons. This is one of them. If you're summoned by a rabbi, you don't come. Says the Chosh, it's already in Ezra. Anybody who didn't come will not come to the end of 3 days. Based on the council of the officers and the elders, all his property will be seized. He'll be separated from the congregation of the exiles who have come back to Eretz Yisrael. So we see one of the reasons to put somebody in excommunication is this. There are several, many other reasons. Mivajer Masnis, and they're scattered in Brises and Mishnahs all over Shas, 24 altogether. Tamatina, there's another couple here which you bring out as examples. Tamatina says over there, Shalchul Shim Ben Shetach, when Choni Amagyo drew a circle around himself and says, I'm not moving from here, God, until it rains. So Shim Ben Shetach, who was the leader of the generation, got upset at him. Amalei said, I really have to put you in Chirim. By cat, of course, because you're a choni. But I could should. Why? She'ilu nixor gezera, where a decree to have been made in the heavens. Kishem shigzor b'yimei Elio, at the time was the decree of days of Elio, and it would not rain, therefore, even though you pleaded and cajoled and demanded from God, loin tseis rei b'sai de'chil Hashem, would you not have brought the masses to chil Hashem? Because they would have said, hey, choni amagel stands there and asks for rain and doesn't get it, then something is wrong. That would be Chil Hashem, the desecration of God's name. So you lucked out, you got it to rain. But maybe there would have been a decree and it wouldn't have rained. So since that's the case, because you call maybe some day Chil Hashem, anybody brings the masses to the desecration of God's name, so it needed to be put in Chil.
Where's the desecration?
We're not over there. There was no desecration because it did rain.
Oh.
But had it not rained, there would have been a desecration.
Because
God didn't listen to Choni. So even though Choni was a very...
What? I thought we rejected that.
That God listened to prayers?
No, that you can draw moral judgment and see the desecration.
Yeah, no, you can't necessarily draw judgment on people's will. In other words, if people who are not sophisticated will see a shortcoming there. Job tells you what you should and should not think, but not everybody has read Job to know what they should and should not think. They're just going to think what they want to think, and that's going to be the Chil Hashem.
The desecration is who? Had there been a...
The commoners will see that Choni was not answered. His prayer was not answered. People will think that God is ignoring him.
He was not desecrated, yes.
No.
Oh, okay,
no, but he was causing the desecration.
How? Because
Because if he was not, that's right. Indirectly. But that's enough.
Is that the reason why Moshe, when he hit the rock... And said,
right, that's why Moshe, when he hit the rock, was punished. Because he desecrated God's name. Not directly, but people saw Moshe had to hit and not talk. You can, but we don't want to. It's late. That's the Rambam. Okay, but that's not how Rashi learns. You're not wrong. Rambam learns like you, but not Rashi. Rashi learns like I just said. So there. Okay. So let's go on further. Tavitzi learns over there. Shochar Gamliel. Gamliel sent a message. This is something we actually had in the Bavli in Rosh Hashanah a couple of days ago. Imaki Batosa Rabim. If you, there are 40 sets of witnesses who wanted to come testify about the new moon, and Rabbi Akiva only let one through because it was Shabbos. He didn't let the others go through Yom Shabbat. So Gamliel said, "No, I have to put in your chaim if you do that again." If you impede the mass of coming, you're going to cause him not to come. You're going to cause him to fail in the future. Learning says the makiv is arriving last with mitzvah, so you're not coming out there impeding the master doing a mitzvah. Shkol makiv is arriving last so start mitzvah. Anybody impedes the master doing a mitzvah, tzarech neither has to be put in chayim. Another case, Tani Am Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "Tudus ish Romi." Tudus, who was one of the leaders of the Jewish community in Rome, he did a santi Romi. He accustomed the people in Rome. Shiochim gedim mekulasim to eat roasted whole goats or lambs or sheep. The night of Pesachim and the night of Pesach, like the Korban Pesach was. Shochu Chachonim Chachonim said the message for Amrullah, and he said to him, "Ilulei Shatodus, you're not Todus." Oh, Doctor Shadal's going to like this. "Ilulei Shatodus, loyim and adimascha. We're not Todus, we will put you in the chayim." Why? We'll see in a minute. Mao Todus. Why? What does it mean? He was Todus, and therefore we couldn't put him in chayim. Amar Rabbi Chinuch said, "Dam Shalech Banasos and the Rabbani." He would send checks for the rabbis every month. So there, but we could have put him in chair. I'm so sorry I had to say over this morning. So there, why would they have put him in chair? Because let him say some maybe some the achilles kachim achutz. You're going to bring the masses to eat kachim outside the Beis Hamikdash. Not that actually is kachim, but people are going to mistakenly assume it's a korban, and they're going to think they're eating kachim. And next year, when they slaughter their lamb for Pesach, even though it's outside the Beis Hamikdash, they're going to think that they're eating Korban Pesach, and they're going to consecrate it, and it's going to bring all sorts of ruinous results. And Shekhar, maybe it's arriving there, Achilles Kachim Achutz, anybody potentially brings somebody to eat Kachim outside the Beis Hamikdash, Tzorech Nido has to be put in Chayim. Tamatina, 2 more minutes. Tamatina, we learned elsewhere, it's me Nidu, who did they put in Chayim? All these guys, they should have put a chayim, but they couldn't put a chayim, because one was a rabbi, and one was a rich guy. So who did they finally put a chayim, right? So says, well, we got somebody. They found Tamid Yasmin, you do, they put a chayim, Elazar ben Chanoch. Shepik ben Tizdami, Tizdami, question the concept of washing hands, because your hands become tummy. Question the whole concept of hands becoming tummy, requiring washing. Hadamaras teaches us, I'm a pakpid over some of you questions or makes cast dispersions on one of the halachas. I feel the some of it's a rabbinic halacha, so it's got to be in chayim. Tamatzina, and some there else we learned another case of somebody's put in chayim. Tamatzina learned, so we learned over there, it says, dakma ishkua. The gear said probably should be dugma. And it means that Shmaya Avtalion had a woman who was a sota, a woman who went the wayward. And they made her drink waters, bitter waters. And it says, and Kavya ben Mahalil said something disparaging about Shmaya Naftali. He says, they're just like her. All right, or their rather gave her to drink something like them. Meaning that they actually, Shmaya Naftali, were from non-Jewish background. They were from stock of converts. So he was making, like, belittling them and saying, the woman they gave to drink, actually, the Moshe brings it down, was a released slave. Right? So he said, the recent slave is like a convert. And therefore, he said, they're just like she is. So he was kind of making a mockery of them somehow. So it says, Dakma, what is it, Dakma? The Kaaba saw that she is just like them. Nidu, so they put him in Cherem, Kaaba in Mahalel, who mace been doing, he died in Cherem, the Saklu Beitz in Arono, and they stoned his coffin. America to teach it shkom nudo mace anybody who dies in cherem soaking it on his stone his coffin. It's not really stoning his coffin, but they put a stone on his coffin. It was degrading. Adam Tisha some advisors are getting somebody degrades a scholar. I feel Achamisa even after his death, Shmaya not fine, we're dead by the time Kafir Ben Mahala made this derogatory statement. So therefore Tzorach needed to request being cherem. Nevertheless, things have changed. Nowadays, we've softened up a bit. Beyond the days of Rabbi Zeir, Abba Merachkin, they would take, push people away and put them in Chayim, or Mekarvin, and bring them back again, even within 30 days. They wouldn't even make them wait 30 days. I'm alone, so they said to Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi, Lohashta Merachkin, just now we push away, Vahashta Mekarvin, now we're going to bring them back, at least give them 30 days. Rabbi Yeis said they changed the halacha. The Chazar Nima, they voted, that nowadays when people do tshuva, we bring them back, we don't have to wait the full 30 days.